Meditation for the Modern Day Superwoman. The place where you will begin to step more into yourself. The place where you will learn tools to be more mindful and to let go of that weight on your shoulders. A place for you to shut out all that noise, release all that stress, and let go of all those expectations. Whether you're a working woman, a mom, an entrepreneur, a free spirit, or any beautiful combo of these things, you are a superwoman in your own way. This is a place to get real and a place to be authentic, to learn how to use meditation to deal with real problems and to feel empowered along the way. This is a place to connect with other superwomen. And no, you don't need to be soft-spoken or zen all of the time. In fact, if you need to pour yourself a glass of wine before getting into our episodes, go for it. So, Superwoman, take some deep breaths, let go, and take this time to allow yourself to become more you as we get into this episode. Welcome. I'm your host, Amy Dornbrack, and this is episode number one. I am so excited to be starting this new venture and to be helping other superwomen step more into themselves. For today's episode, I simply want you to get to know me a little bit, and I want to give you some meditation basics. I want you to have an understanding of what this podcast is going to be about, and I want you to know that no matter where you are in life or with your knowledge of meditation or mindfulness, you are in the right place. Trust me, things always happen for a reason. And if you found this podcast, believe me, there is a reason. So about me, I was thinking about how I would introduce myself and I realized that I always find it difficult to start this conversation. I always find it difficult to talk about who I am because I just feel like that question, who are you, goes beyond the basics of my name or my job. And so at the risk of rambling, I have decided to tell you the 10 most important things that make up me. I feel like it'll give you a better understanding of who I am and why I created this podcast. And I would love if you would share with me what are the 10 most important things that make you you, so I can have a better understanding of who you are and how I can better serve you through this podcast. So I am the co-founder of I Meditate the World, which produced this podcast. I am a self-proclaimed artist. Although right now I only have about a 4 square foot space to paint in due to the fact that my son, who is 9 months old, has taken over the rest of my house. I am a retired 31-year-old teacher, but I have taught in Canada, Australia, and the United Arab Emirates. Everyone who knows me knows how much I believe in love, loving others, loving myself, the earth. And most importantly for me is loving animals. Actually, my dream is to move my family to a third world country, open up a little beachfront resort, and to open up an animal shelter. But until I get there, for now, I have 2 dogs. I have a needy Persian cat that I rescued from the desert, and a 3-legged Arabic cat, which I also rescued from the desert. And she pretty much runs my entire house. I am a wife, and I am so blessed to have a husband that supports my crazy dreams. I am addicted to learning. I'm addicted to creating, and I'm especially addicted to helping. I am a free spirit with a history of moving around, and where I am right now is actually the 16th place, I think, that I've called home in my 31 years of life. I guess I could call myself a bit of a nomad, and I've traveled to 29 countries. I was just short of hitting my goal of 30 and 30, but my son came along and life had other plans for me. But most importantly, I am a superwoman. It's why I created this podcast, and I believe you are also a superwoman, and that is why you are here. So through this imperfect journey of my life, I've discovered a lot about myself, and I've learned a lot of different tools that have helped me to stay strong despite any circumstances around me, that have helped me to stay positive, that have helped me to feel inspired. And two of the most important tools that I have used in my life are my gratitude journaling and my meditation practice, especially my meditation practice. So in the beginning, I really stumbled my way through meditation. I didn't know where to learn about it. There are so many different styles out there. There are so many different ways you should or shouldn't do this or that. And I traveled a lot. I studied meditation in different places. I learned how to do a metta, which is a loving kindness meditation, from a monk in Sri Lanka. I learned about mindfulness in India. And I attended a meditation retreat in Indonesia. And it was randomly hosted by a ex-Australian construction worker, but that's besides the point. But anyways, all of this led me to one key discovery, and that is that meditation is a personal journey. And when you actually find the way that works for you, it is truly a transformative tool that helps you uncover who you truly are, and it helps you to deal with the struggles that come with being a woman in modern day society. Along my travels and through my journey, I've discovered that a lot of the women I connect with have faced similar struggles and often feel the same way I do. Which is why I started this podcast. I feel that women, we often feel the need to be everything for everyone, often putting ourselves last, often feeling selfish for putting ourselves first. We strive for this sort of unattainable perfection, and we're often too worried about what other people think. So this podcast is here for you to let all of that go, to let go of the expectations, the judgments, the perfectionism, and to just move into a place of putting yourself first, of discovering who you really are and who you want to be. So I want to share with you all of the tools I've learned along the way. And I'm going to be bringing in some truly inspirational women who will literally light a fire under your butt to get you to start living the life that you really want to. All of my episodes give real, raw, authentic advice on using meditation to deal with real problems, from dealing with a divorce, to letting go of negative emotions, to quitting a job, to being a more positive mother. We are going to cover everything that often accompanies being a modern-day superwoman. So, if you are new to meditation, you can start here. There is really no right or wrong way to meditate, and through this podcast, you will hear about all different types of meditation, and we will give you different strategies to make it work for you, because really, it's just about finding that one thing that works for you. So when we meditate, we're simply focusing on the present moment. We let go of our thoughts about the past or those worries and stresses we often have about the future. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to sit there and have an empty mind. In fact, it's expected that you will have many thoughts coming in and out of your mind. That's just how our minds operate. The key is to become mindful of them. So basically, becoming aware of them and not letting them run the show all day long. So to start, why don't you choose one thing you are going to be mindful about every day? Maybe it's taking your shower or having your morning coffee. Just commit to just being present in that moment during those times every day and savor the feelings that go along with it. Savor the sights, take in the sounds. When thoughts come in about your to-do list, for example, just choose not to follow that thought. Just gently say, nope, no thanks, not right now, and just get back to the present moment. So the more that you're practicing this mindfulness, the easier it will get. But really, you need to think of it like a muscle that you've never worked on before. We're not used to having control over our thoughts because often those thoughts control us. So that's the shift we're looking for. So just think, if you were to just head to the gym and you hadn't been going for a while, or maybe you had never gone, you wouldn't just walk in there and pick up a 100-pound weight. You're going to start small. Same with mindfulness and meditation. Just start small. Just start with that one thing every day you're going to do mindfully. And that's a really easy and effective way to start. And then you can progress into building a daily meditation practice, even if it's only for 5 minutes to start. So when you start this meditation practice in your home, all you're going to do is find a quiet place. You're going to sit comfortably. You can choose to sit in a chair. You can sit on a cushion on the floor. But the key is to be comfortable, but not so comfortable that you fall asleep. Set a timer for yourself and just close your eyes. Then you're going to take some deep breaths to begin to relax. Make sure you relax every part of your body. And then simply by taking those long, deep breaths, you're sending a signal to your nervous system that it's time to calm down. So then once you're in that relaxed place, you just start focusing on your breath. You just let it flow naturally, being aware of it going in and out. And when the thoughts come up, which they will, just be gentle. Don't get frustrated. You let them come in and you choose not to follow them and you just let them go. And remember not to take it too seriously. Even having a light smile when you are meditating will help remind you that this isn't a competition. There's no reason to get frustrated, and it's okay to just be right where you are at, wherever that is. I mean, sometimes I have 100 thoughts that come into my mind when I'm meditating, and sometimes I only have 20. It's just how it is. That's part of the practice. But the more you practice being mindful and not letting those thoughts control you, the more in touch you will become with yourself. So throughout different episodes, we're going to discuss different types of meditation so you can discover which type really works for you. And sometimes it can be a bit of a trial and error, and that's okay. So no matter where you are on your path, this is a safe place for you to connect with and learn from other superwomen. And I am so excited to lead you on this journey. So to close this first episode, make sure to head over to imeditatetheworld.com to download the free Superwoman meditation on the theme of letting go. You can also stick around for the next 5 minutes to do a mini meditation. It will leave you feeling relaxed, stress-free, and it will help you to let go. Position and gently close your eyes. Give yourself permission to nourish your body and mind, to just be in this moment. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Breathe in and release. Breathe in and release. Now allow yourself to take over breathing naturally. Observe how your breath naturally rises and falls with each breath in and out. Keep your awareness on your breath. If thoughts come, let them come, and then gently let them go. Not following your thoughts, just a gentle acknowledgement, and then a letting go. body to soften and relax. Soften your forehead and your eyes. Relax your jaw and tongue. Release any tension in your shoulders, allowing them to soften and relax. Now let them drop even more. Bring that relaxation down your arms, hands, and fingers. And stomach. Soften your hips, allowing them to relax and loosen. Relax your legs, calves, ankles, and feet. Spend a few moments with this feeling of relaxation, keeping your awareness on your breath. Repeat silently to yourself, I let go, and enjoy the natural flow of this day, whatever it may bring. Breathe in, breathe out. Repeat silently to yourself, I am strong. Nothing outside of me can change how I feel inside. I feel positive, confident, and empowered. Breathe in. Breathe out. Spend as much time as you need. This moment.